What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura with your Browns pregame pass live here on the field. The Browns about to take on the Chicago Bears 8 p.m. Eastern to close out the 2014 preseason. Now, in preseason games, you don't often see the starters play very much, but tonight for the Browns, you will see them. Head coach Mike Pettine saying the starters will go for about a quarter tonight against the Chicago Bears. And one of the big reasons you're going to see that on offense is because the head coach wants to see quarterback Brian Hoyer and this first-team offense get some momentum. That has been a tough thing to come by so far in the preseason. He hopes that they can get the ball in the end zone, some sustained drives, show the ability to throw the ball down the field, and get that ground game going once again with Ben Tate. Now, Hoyer will have some reinforcements as wide receiver Nate Burleson will make his debut for the Browns here tonight against the Chicago Bears. Burleson, a veteran receiver who has not been able to play thus far due to injury, but hopes to have a strong game to solidify a roster spot tonight as the 53 cuts come tomorrow. Burleson, a guy who played for Detroit last year, averaged about 6 catches and 79 yards a game before suffering an injury early in the season. And finally, pay attention to the defensive backfield. I think one of the most exciting position battles to make this 53-man roster for the Browns comes in the defensive backfield. You've got Leon McFadden, last year's third-round pick, Aaron Berry, who's played with Mike Pettine before in New York, Isaiah Trufant, who's also played with Mike Pettine before in New York, and two undrafted free agents in Kaywan Williams and Robert Nelson, all competing for about 2 spots on this roster. Those are going to be very interesting battles to watch, so certainly stay tuned to that. Also want to give a shout-out to our best-dressed Browns fan of the game, at Emily Roddick on Twitter, rocking the pom-poms, looking good in support of her Cleveland Browns. That's it for the Browns pregame pass. For all the latest Browns news on this game, stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com.